Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's March 7, 2016, and this is episode 513. Today, I bring you the concluding episode of a four-part series to walk through the first of my two Japan winter wildlife tours for 2016. With more seagulls, some ICM, the Oshinkoshin Falls, and a seascape, then a foxy finish. We pick up the trail this week on day 10 of the tour in the middle of our second session photographing the seagulls from a boat, just outside the port at a fishing town called Daosu on the eastern side of the Shiretoko Peninsula, which is the horn-shaped stretch of land on the far east side of Hokkaido, Japan. When I first saw this first photograph that we're going to look at today, it took me a few moments to figure out what was actually going on. The Stella's seagull is the heaviest eagle in the world, though wingspan measurements can actually put it just behind a couple of other species in terms of standard bird measurements. With their weight, though, comes a certain amount of clumsiness. They fly beautifully most of the time, but sometimes they just seem to tie themselves in knots, as this one did here. His lower wing is basically upside down, so the majority of what we see of his wings is the top side, with his belly pointing up diagonally to the top left corner of the photo. But his head is cranked back around the wrong way as he tries to look at something below. This all results in him kind of looking as though he's been turned inside out, so I thought this was a fun shot. The settings for this were a thousandth of a second at f8, ISO 1000 at 400mm. I cropped this in from the top right to remove a couple of other birds in the bottom left corner, giving me a final image size of 28 megapixels from my 5DSR 50 megapixel camera. I was also using my 100 to 400mm Mark II lens at full stretch for this photograph. This next image is another favourite from the trip. I love it when there's a little bit of snow in the air, as there is in these eagle shots for today, but this one I feel has a really nice extra dimension to the image due to the snow. The pensive look on the face of the Stella's seagull and the outstretched talons are really cool, as he swoops in to catch that frozen fish that we can see in the bottom right corner. This is cropped in a little from the bottom left corner, giving me a 38 megapixel photograph, and to bring out some detail in his underwings, I've increased the shadow slider in Lightroom to plus 48 and added plus 14 clarity to bring back a little pop that I lose by increasing the shadows. This was shot at a thousandth of a second f8 ISO 1000 with a focal length of 349mm. This next shot is one of those where the appeal of the contents of the image overrides the fact that I've clipped the top of one of these eagle's wings off. Just as this Stella's seagull swooped down to catch a fish, a white-tailed eagle came in much more quickly and made off with the fish before the Stella's seagull's eyes. You can almost sense the frustration in the Stella as the white-tailed nonchalantly whisks away his trophy. This was a 1,000th of a second shot again, f8, ISO 1000, at 300mm this time. I've actually done a little more slider juggling with this image than I usually do, because the patch of white on the Stella's seagull's right wing was close to being overexposed, so I've decreased the white slider to minus 87 and the highlight slider to minus 62, then increased the shadow slider to plus 49 and the black slider to plus 15, then added plus 36 clarity to bring back the punch. This next shot is one of the images that I mentioned last week, where I pretty much nailed the composition in camera with the eagle almost filling the frame. So it's totally uncropped, 50 megapixel image, and I can't wait to get some time to print this. I'm working on a large print order as I prepare this podcast, so I'm looking forward to a bit of personal printing after I get back from tour 2, which will be around the time that I release this episode. This image was shot at f8 with a shutter speed of 1/1000 of a second at ISO 1000 and a focal length of 241mm. This was actually the second of two frames, with the eagle's wings down much closer to the water in the first frame, so this second frame was better as he started to gain some loft. Okay, so just two more eagle shots now, I promise. This is a white-tailed eagle snatching his frozen prey from the sea, and in this one, I kind of like how the feathers are splayed out and almost coming far enough forward to hide the eagle's face. I cropped this slightly from the top left corner, giving me a 40-megapixel photo, and the clarity of the bird's head just blows me away. I was really pleased with how well the 5DSR's autofocus performed pretty much throughout this trip, except for the problem that I mentioned last week when all Canon shooters had an issue with the brightly backlit deer. My settings for this were f8 for 1/1000 of a second at ISO 640 and a focal length of 286mm. That was the last photo from our second session with the eagles, and we spent around 45 minutes then photographing around the port, and then we went to the local Shinto shrine and the group had a full-blown Shinto blessing. This is an optional activity that we've been doing for a few years now, but it's really nice sort of culturally, with the majority of the group usually taking part. During the afternoon, I did a second workshop session and took the group through Nik Software Silver Effects Pro and Color Effects Pro before we enjoyed a little bit of downtime to go through some of our hundreds of eagle photos. The following morning, we went back out for our third and final session with the eagles. The light was quite low as we started, so this time, instead of increasing my ISO enough to freeze the action, for the first 20 minutes or so, I had some fun shooting panning images like this one. I had my shutter speed down at 1/60 of a second at f7.1 with ISO 1600 for this shot. As with the swans, the hit ratio for getting the head sharp on a bird traveling at speed with this low shutter speed is pretty low, but I was really pleased when I chimped and saw this one looking pretty good on the camera's LCD. This is uncropped too, so I have all of that lovely blurriness and a sharp head at 50 megapixels. After this final session with the eagles, we went back to the hotel for breakfast, then started our drive around to the other side of the Shiretoko Peninsula to the town of Utoro for one last night. On the way, we stopped for our fun, intentional camera movement or ICM shoot of the birch trees, as you can see in this photograph. This is always a fun shoot, with a line of 15 photographers, including me, at the side of the road, all bowing up and down at the trees, looking like a group of highly appreciative Japanese tourists. To get this look, I generally recommend a shutter speed of about 1/25 of a second, which, with the light on this day, required an aperture of f18 at ISO 100. And then I like to release the shutter during a downward swoop with the camera, just as I see the bottom of the trees come into frame. Slightly different from my shots at this location from previous years, I walked along a little to the end of our stand of birch trees and included a distant stand of darker trees in the distance, in the right side of the frame, in the middle there. I quite like the results, and this does make a difference from my other shots, which are, although all subtly different, still very much the same. After lunch, we called at the Oshin Koshin Falls just outside of Utoro for some nice silky waterfall shots. These are our large double falls, although the left side is generally frozen over at this time of year. And although I always photograph the entire waterfall, I'm really not fond of the photos when I do that. To me, these falls are all about the smaller details that we can pick out with a long lens, as I've done here. For waterfalls, I like to use a shutter speed of between 0.5 and 1 second, with around 0.6 to 0.8 being my sweet spot. For this, I was at 0.6 seconds at f11 with ISO 100 and a focal length of 148 millimeters. I shot about 7 or 8 frames as I gradually worked my composition down to this section of the waterfall. My second favorite end result was a vertical orientation image which matches the vertical flow of the water, but I prefer this shot with the vertical flash of rock on the left and the cascade on the right, almost like two shots in one. For our last shoot of the day, we made our way down to a spot where a river flows into the Sea of Ohotsk for a few seascapes, and for those that were interested, long exposure shots. Like this one. I used an ND8 and an ND1000 to block out a total of 13 stops of light, giving me a 2 minute 30 second exposure. I love how silky the water gets in these really long exposures like this, and of course, you need to go this long to really make the clouds move a long way in this kind of photograph. I'd managed to develop a hole in the rubber base of my right Baffin Impact boot, which I was really not happy about, as I'd only been using these boots for 3 seasons. This is my 3rd season. My previous Baffin boots lasted 7 seasons, and even then I only changed them because the soles were wearing down too much. I gave my last pair hell, and they just kept going, so when I get a minute, I think an email to Baffin is in order. Anyway, because of this, as I shot this, my right boot was gradually filling with icy cold water, which was not an incredibly nice feeling. This part of the tour always makes a nice change from the fast-paced shooting of the first 11 days, and after some nice relaxing shoots through the afternoon, we enjoyed our last dinner together in one of the best hotels in Hokkaido, before taking a nice walk in the Shiretoko National Park on our final morning, day 12. Yukiko, our tour conductor, took one participant down into the valley, there where there are often Ezo deer to photograph, and I led another group around the top area of the park, looking for some birds to photograph. We saw some pygmy woodpeckers and a few other species, but they were mostly too far away to shoot, so I didn't get anything worth sharing. Just as we thought it was safe to put away our long lenses, though, we drove past this northern red fox shortly before lunchtime. The group had started to wind down at this point, as we'd already recorded the message that I'll play you shortly, but we couldn't resist getting our long glass out one last time for this final wildlife opportunity. This lovely red fox watched us for a while as he walked along. Then he turned his back to us and started to walk off into the distance. It looked like he was totally oblivious to our existence, but Dan, who you'll hear from in a moment, showed me his photo of the fox as he walked away, and his ears were pointing straight back towards the bus. He wasn't going to put a busload of photographers out of mind quite that easily. I shot this at f11 for a 500th of a second, ISO 400 at 560mm. So, as usual, at the end of the tour, I walked around the bus with a digital recorder and recorded a message from each of the participants that I'd like to play you now to finish.
Okay, so this is it. This is we've just finished the last shoot of the first of the two wildlife tours for this year. And I've had a great time, and I hope that you've all enjoyed the trip as well. And as usual, our tradition, I'm going to start going around the bus with the mic, and we'll do a quick recording of everybody. So, Wolfgang, would you like to start?
Yes, I'm Wolfgang from Germany, and I've enjoyed the trip very much. It was my first experience to come to Japan, And just to get an overview, and I think out of these 12,000 shots that I've taken, I hope that the most of them, or at least some of them, came out good. Yeah. And it was the highlights for me was sitting on the bridge in the morning and seeing this mystic atmosphere there with the cranes. That was one of the highlights for me. And also, of course, the Stellar's Eagles, that's what I came for. It was one of the points. And even the monkeys were great. So every aspect of the trip was great for me. And I hope that I can come back and focus on some special things more than just shooting so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You're not gonna. Okay. Domingo, would you like to go?
Yes, I'm Domingo from Spain. This is my second time with the Martin Bailey Photography Tour, and I expect not be the last. It's a great, beautiful tour.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Martin.
Pepe Chan. Soy Pepe Quiles, de Elche, España. Me ha parecido todo muy bien. El viaje, las estrellas me ha encantado y lo mejor, muy bien el tour de Martín. Y yay,
You know, Pepe, I haven't understood a word you've said for the whole trip, but I absolutely really enjoyed traveling with you. You've been such a character. Thank you.
Gracias.
Christian.
I'm Christian. I'm from Costa Rica. I like this trip so much because they are very organized, everything in time. I like very smooth every goal so far. And I'm so happy because I take so many photos, so many shots. And I like Martin and everything goes so well.
Thank you. Richard, would you like to say a few words?
Hi, I'm Richard from South Africa. I'd just like to thank Martin and Yokiko for a most amazing, amazing holiday. The experiences will live with me for a lifetime. It's absolutely fantastic. I'll definitely be back on one of the other trips, if not back to Japan. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Richard. Jose.
I'm Jose from Spain. I am very happy with this trip. And very good organization. Thanks, and Martin and Yukiko and all the participants, todos los participantes. Gracias. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose. John, would you like to say a few words?
Yeah, I'm John Kimura from California, and I really enjoyed the trip. It's well organized with Martin Bailey and Yukiko, and I had a wonderful time.
Thank you. Ed,
would
you like to say
anything? Ed from California, and had a really wonderful time all around, people and places. So I'm really very happy with the trip.
Jerry.
I'm Jerry. I'm an American living in Shanghai, China. I've lived in China, in Japan twice, and I enjoy coming back. In fact, this is my second wildlife trip. And I also did the landscape tour last year with Martin. Martin runs an excellent tour, and I just keep coming back for more.
And it's always lovely to see you. So, Vic.
I'm Vic Nemeth. I'm from the Cleveland, Ohio area. The highlight of the trip for me was the Crane Center, seeing the white-tailed eagles up against the beautiful blue sky. The trip was just fantastic. It was well run, well organized, and I hope to come back again soon.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yes, I'm Usha Padamatham from Houston, Texas. I have been wanting to come to Japan, seeing the pictures of the Japanese cranes, probably taken by Martin many years ago. And then I booked twice with him, and then finally I made it, and then it was worth it the third time. And I, just being a lover of nature, I just loved seeing these magnificent creatures in the magnificent setting. And then thank you for providing the opportunity, Martin.
So thank you for coming.
Hope to come back.
I'm Kumara from Houston. Being a non-photographer, accompanying my wife who is interested in photography, I was entertained by enjoying the nature and the wildlife, and also on the bus, Yukiko-san was excellent, and our tour bus driver was also very efficient, and we had very good time. Thank you for arranging the trip.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Dan.
Hi, I'm Dan from Melbourne, Australia. The trip's been absolutely fantastic. The highlight for me is probably the sea eagles. All the wildlife was wonderful. And I really appreciated the chance encounters we had with wildlife along the way, and also the effort that Martin went to ensure we were in best possible spots at best possible times for photographing opportunities of wildlife. It was an absolutely wonderful trip.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin.
Yukiko, would you like to say a few words?
Yes. Hello, I'm Yukiko from Yokohama. This time there is no ISIS, but I'm very worried about that. But thanks to the Martin, every guest could take a great pictures, so I always think Martin is great. And thanks to the cooperation of guests and Martin and hotels and restaurants and driver Oikawa-san, this journey is very nice. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of the guests. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'll wrap up now. I just wanted to say once again a huge thank you to Yukiko and Oikawa-san, our drivers, our driver.
Thank you very much.
So thanks very much, folks.
And there we have it. So although the weather conditions weren't the best that we've had by a long shot, I found this tour to probably be one of the most productive so far, hence the necessity to do 4 episodes to cover all of the photos that I wanted to share with you. And I have another 135 images still that I'd love to show you if we were sitting down somewhere together with a glass or two of something. Maybe we'll have to save that though for a bit of post-dinner lounge time that we might share on a future tour. Before we finish, I'd like to remind you that we are now taking bookings for the 2018 Snow Monkeys and Hokkaido Tours. For details and to book your place, visit the tour page at mvp.ac/ww2018. Our 2017 tours are already sold out, but if you'd like to be put on the wait list, please contact us. So thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share a link with your friends, and if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.